Hello.
Hi, is that Darren?
Hiya, speaking.
Hi, Darren. It's Leah from MMA Legal. I just missed you before.
Oh, hiya. I got your voicemail. I was just returning the call.
Yeah, it's just to go over some of the details about your time in care. I think that you might be ready for the next step with the documents we've got back, and I was looking to clarify these so I can
No
push your
worries.
application.
No worries.
Before I start, I have to let you know calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, it's
And
fine.
for the purpose of data protection, could you please confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
It's the 26th of the 7th, 1990. My postcode is GA12EX.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I know on your intake you said you were in. Oh God, this is going to take me a minute to say it.
Ballachinwaine.
That's the one.
Yeah.
You said you were in there from 2003 to 2008. Or
Yeah.
at least that's what I've got on your file. Is that accurate or
Yeah, that's
yeah?
accurate. I don't know how accurate what the dates are, but it's roughly aye.
Okay, and were you in any other care settings before that?
Yeah, I was actually in care when I was 7, right up until I was 16, so I've been in like a few, no lodge, but I've been in like a few different ones, yeah.
Yeah, and were you ever in a foster home?
Yeah, I was in two, I've been in two foster homes. Two and two children homes. That's the only ones I've been in. Two foster
Okay.
homes and two children homes.
So I actually have documentation that says you were in a foster home with people called the Kings.
Yeah.
Was that the
That
first one?
was my very first one. See, when I was 7, that was
Yeah.
they were the first ones.
Okay.
And then I was there. I think after 3, 4 years. I think I was with them. Maybe longer. I'm not sure. Or like exact. How long? But then after that, I was in a children home called Craigellachie, and then
Yeah.
I think I was in there for maybe a year or two. I'm not quite sure. And then I was in Ballachinwaine for maybe 3, 4 years, maybe 5. So
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. And
No,
then
no.
after that one, I was in another foster care, and that was my last one right up until I was 16.
And can you remember what year it was that you left Ballacrain?
Ballachinwaine. I'm quite positive. I was 13. I'm 36 in 2 weeks. So when I was 13, I can remember going. I remember going to the foster carers when I left there, and I went straight into first year. So it was about 13. So it was.
Okay, no problem. So I've built like a bit of a chronology of your time in care based on the documents that we've received. So for us, we've got that you were taken into care in 97 with the Kings, and from what I can see, it was about a year with them.
No, it was more than a
More
year.
than a year.
Well, I think I to be honest, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm positive it was more than a year I spent with them, yeah.
Okay, that's no problem. I've got in here for you'll have to say it for me again. The first care setting, the children's home.
Craigellachie.
That's the one. I'm awful with these pronunciations. I've got about a year in there.
No, I would say maybe about two, no more than two, I'm sure. And then it was Ballachinwaine for I think I was in Ballachinwaine for nearly 5 years.
Yeah, it looks to be about I'm from what I've seen, it possibly 1999 to about 2003.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I just
sounds.
remembered as soon as I went into the foster parents after Ballachinwaine, I went straight into first year, so I was about 13, and then I was there up until I was 16, and
Okay.
then
Okay,
I left.
no problem. So from what we've kind of discussed, you were in care from about 1997 to about 2006. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no problem at all. I have got, like I said, we've got documents from somewhere called Crossreach who hold childcare records. I've also got documents from your medical records as well. Yeah, NHS Greater Glasgow and
Did they
Clyde.
finally give you them? Because the last phone call, the guy was said that you were still waiting on them.
So we're still waiting on the GP practice, but we actually have got your NHS records, which
Right,
also
I
have.
could. My doctor phoned me to give consent, and I gave consent. So,
Yeah, we are still waiting for them, but I need to I'm going to ring them after and see if we can.
I could even phone them up as well and try and chase them up for you
Yeah, you can do if you'd like. But I can see, obviously, we've got three sets of mental health records and two medical records from Greater Glasgow and Clyde.
well.
And from the mental health records, there is also mentions of time in care in there as well, which will further add to your evidence. I'm quite happy with our conversation to pop you through to witness statement, which basically means it'll go through to my manager first, who will review all of the documentation on your file. He'll then decide whether we need to get more documentation or whether we've got enough. And if we've got enough, then he will arrange a witness statement with you, which is the final step before we pass this off to Scottish Redress.
No worries.
And at the minute, Scottish Redress, we've got some confirmation that they've been paying out within about 8 to 12 weeks.
No worries.
So hoping before Christmas we should have you some compensation from them.
No worries. That's fabulous. Thank you.
No problem. I'll update your file now, and like I said, I'll pop it through to my manager, and either myself or he will give you a call when we've got some confirmation, okay?
No worries. I'll give my GP a wee phone and just try and chase the documents up for you. Because they phoned me, that was about 2 months, 2 3 months ago, they phoned me to give consent. I don't know why I've not gave them it
GP
yet.
surgeries have been horrific to work with, let me tell you.
I'm going to phone my GP just now and I'll chase that up, please.
Perfect. All right, that's brilliant. Thank you very much,
Right,
Darren, for the
thanks very
call.
much for your call. Cheers, thank
Thank
you.
you. Take
Cheers,
care.
bye-bye.
Bye.